Disasters Project, or give us a call at 1-800-SAVE-USA and tell us you want to participate in the Pastors Project. God bless you, be a blessing, and make sure that you recover the secret of sure blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or...
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion. It's illusion that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And we're going to be talking about the document that separates America from all other nations. And that is our Constitution, the idea that we are a republic, not a democracy, the fact that we are ruled by a law, not by the whims of men, and of course the reason we're having as many problems as we are today is we've abandoned our Constitution, and the average individual doesn't really understand why our founding fathers did what they did, why they limited the power of the federal government. After all, isn't it a lot of what the government does beneficial? Isn't it nice if the government can provide for the health and the education and the welfare of the people, especially when we have so much? And why shouldn't the government be able to provide for the people? Well, the problem is that people don't understand that this has been tried many times before down through the ages, and it's always ended up in tyranny. In fact, it was Plato who wrote, democracy always degenerates into despotism. That comes from the republic, and that's what's happening to our democracy today. The government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave must be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And any government that can provide whatever you need must be able to provide, take whatever you have, because government has no money on its own. And all of these basic principles are never taught in school today. What have we done is allowed a small group of very wealthy people who control the banking system simply to gain control of the media and the educational system and alter the way that Americans think about freedom and liberty. Liberty and limited government are synonymous. Tyranny and total government are synonymous, and we have a small tyrannical group that has literally total control over everything going on today. Everybody has a number. That number was a Social Security number. It was never to be used for anything but the government giving us money, helping the elderly, and that number is used all the time now to track everything you do. David Whitney, you pick up the story.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan, and you're absolutely right. We have a tyrannical government that actually, when we look at the list here, last time we were talking about the Declaration of Independence, which is actually the preamble to our Constitution. It lays out the whys of government, and the Constitution is the document that lays out the hows, how government will function. But when we look at the list of 28 things that King George III was doing, wow, our government's doing them, and then worse, even more egregious violations of them. We talk about taxation without representation, which was surely one of the 28, and we certainly have that today, as we don't agree to be taxed in the terrible ways we're being taxed, and the enormous burden of taxation. But some of the other things that he did was violating the principles of justice by violating the very idea of the true jury trial. And indeed, that is so much a part of what's happening in the justice system today that many people conclude that you're not going to see justice in most American courtrooms. You'll have a judge make the decision, and that's usually not in your favor. It's in the favor of those that as the judge would be beholden to. We have a tyrannical government, and it's time to return to the freedom and the liberty our founders established under our Declaration of Independence, Constitution, and our Bill of Rights.
I think you're absolutely right. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, and you've got to learn the Constitution and help restore it. David, go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. One of the things that's very interesting that's so apropos is in the list of 28 things that he, the king, has appointed bureaucrats to harass the colonial population.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
World. That's why they do not want anything taught about God in our schools, because they realize that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, says it very clearly. For we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, the pursuit of the happiness, and to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men with the consent of the governed. It was from God that our rights came, and of course, the government was instituted to preserve our God-given rights. Now, that's not taught in school today, because we can't mention our Creator. It's unconstitutional to mention our Creator, even though if you were to go to the Supreme Court building, you'd see inscribed, yes, in the, above the entrance there, a replica of the Ten Commandments. If you go to the room where the Supreme Court meets, there above where they meet, emblazed and engraved in marble, is a replica of the Ten Commandments. Suddenly on the door of the Supreme Court room where the Supreme Court meets is a replica of the Ten Commandments. The Supreme Court starts its sessions every day with a prayer, as does Congress. But of course, it would be unconstitutional to mention God in our schools. Ladies and gentlemen, what's wrong with this picture? Well, there is a conspiracy against God, because it is God that gave us our freedom, at least in America. No other country, every other country gets their freedom because government cedes freedom to them. In America, we had our God-given rights, and the Constitution, our form of government, was established to guarantee our God-given rights. Why is this never taught in our schools? Because they hate God, and they will not allow him to be mentioned. And yet, it is the very crux of this whole issue. David, you pick up the story.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, so there is a Creator God. Our American creed says our rights come from him. And the third point, very important point, is that the only purpose, and really underline and highlight that word only, the only purpose of civil government is to secure and protect those God-given rights. Nothing else. Not to give a welfare check to anybody, not to tell you you got to wear a bicycle helmet when you ride your bicycle, not to tell you how much water you flush. None of those functions are any business of the civil government. If somebody's going to do those things, that's a different thing. But not the federal government, not the state government, and not your local government. Their purpose is to secure your God-given rights, among which they say, that this is not an exhaustive list by any means, but among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That final phrase, the pursuit of happiness, was designed to encompass all of your God-given rights. In the first draft, it was just property. They recognize that property, just owning property, is only one element of your God-given right to economic liberty. You have economic liberty to keep the fruit of your labor. You have economic liberty to make a choice about what profession you're going to engage in, and so on and so forth. There's many, many aspects of that phrase, pursuit of happiness, that covers all of your God-given rights regarding economic liberty. And our founders knew that whenever you let government start doing jobs that are not the job of the government, that is, God has not given human civil government anything but two functions, and that is to establish justice, and they establish justice by punishing injustice, punishing violations of God's law. That's the one job, establish justice. The second is to defend the borders. That is, when your country is invaded, when your country's attacked, that the government's job is to raise the militia at that point to defend the borders and defend the life, liberty, and property of the people within the jurisdiction of that country. That's the only job of civil government, nothing else. The tragic thing is most Americans have come to believe the opposite, that it's the job of the civil government to provide jobs for us. Oh, that's why Obama keeps telling us, we've got this jobs program. And a lot of Americans say, well, that's a good idea. Maybe Obama's doing a lousy job at it. Maybe somebody else will do a better job at it. No, it's not the job of civil government. Obama does not have an American view of law and government at all. And I could say that for just about all the Republican candidates, with Ron Paul being an exception, maybe one other. But most of them are just a different version of Obama in terms of their view of government. They think government ought to be doing all kinds of things that are no business of the government, according to our founders, because the only job of the government is to secure and protect your God-given rights, nothing else. And as soon as you let the government step into anything else, then that limited role you begin to create a tyrannical government that's going to violate your God-given right to life, your God-given right to liberty, and your God-given right to property. We see it right here in our own history. You know, Hilo v. New London, the Supreme Court case that said the government can steal your property anytime it chooses. And, your liberty is very much gone with things like the Military Commissions Act and all the violations of the Fourth Amendment, and on the list goes. And Obamacare is really a death care plan of how to kill off people when they reach a certain age, so your right to life will be gone. And not to mention the government spends millions upon millions murdering unborn babies, not only in our country, but all around the world. Whenever you let government out of the restrictive box that God's law placed it in, you lose your liberty, you lose your property, and indeed you may well lose your life. But so our founders were very clear about what King George III was doing in violation of the laws of nature and nature's God. And so as they draw to the end of the conclusion there in the Declaration of Independence, they say, this prince is therefore unfit to be the ruler of a free people. He is not, it doesn't matter the fact that he's a descendant of King George II and all that. No, he is unfit to be the ruler of a free people because he does not understand what government's supposed to do, and he's violating the laws of nature and nature's God. And we could say exact ditto to our federal government and most of our state governments and even down on the local county level government. These governments are unfit to be the rulers of a free people. But we don't have to go through a bloody revolution. We don't have to have a war for independence. We just need to restore what the founding documents say. And the reason why we have local, state, and federal government violating the very principles of American government, the very principles of the Declaration and the Constitution, is the American people do not understand these things themselves. They have not imbibed an American view of law and government. And therefore, they vote for tyrants. They vote for King George III, and they send King George III. Well, they say he didn't do a good job. So let's send another guy up there who's no different than King George III and is going to do the same things as the previous guy. And they get fooled by the media thinking, oh, all we need is another change, you know. Yeah, give us another change. Well, change is just more and more tyranny. It's not freedom, and it's certainly not liberty. And they conclude in this declaration that these United Colonies are and of a right ought to be free and independent states. Very important phrase there. They were not creating a unified, centralized, all-powerful government in Washington, D.C., or in this case, ultimately, it was New York City became the first seat of the federal government, or in that case, under the Articles of Confederation. They were saying these are independent states. Yes, they're going to cooperate together in this war. Yes, they're going to cooperate together for certain limited purposes. But these states themselves are independent. They're not under a tyrannical thumb of some centralized government. And so it's amazing to see that that's exactly what's the opposite of what we have today, where each state is under the tyrannical thumb of an all-powerful centralized government. That's the exact opposite of what our founders designed. That's the exact opposite of what they stated in the Declaration of Independence. And you have to ask, what's happened? What's happened is the Americans have lost their understanding of this document, lost their understanding of what it was that was created by the founders, and they've lost the balance that our founders wisely designed, that state governments would have a tremendous degree of independence from one another, and that they would cooperate on a very limited basis for a few and specific functions that were laid out originally in the Articles of Confederation, but later in the Constitution, that the federal government would have very few, very limited, and very defined powers, and the state governments would have a very wide-ranging view of powers that related to everything regarding protection of your life, your liberty, and your property.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that what has happened to America did not happen by accident. There have been wicked people for a long time who wanted a dictatorship in America, and of course America is the lead to this dictatorship of the world, as we this is why, of course, they want a multicultural, multilingual society. And when you maybe talk to AT&T or one of the national corporations and you call them for something, the first thing they say is, do you want your message in English or in Spanish? And if you go into Michigan, they say, or do you want it perhaps in Arabic? Ladies and gentlemen, there is a coordinated effort to change America. This is not happening by accident. It's all carefully planned. But they've done it so slowly, most people do not understand. And, of course, they've taken control of our educational system. But even more than that, they've taken control of the media. And when you watch the History Channel or the Military Channel or the Discovery Channel, their purpose is not simply to entertain. It is to control your mind, your reality, and to totally suppress any understanding of what America was about. When was the last time you heard any one of our leaders ever refer to America as a republic, not a democracy, and point out the fact that democracies always degenerate into despotism? And, of course, they're not going to tell you that. Little by little, step by step, we lose our freedom. You're going to have to learn about America. You're going to have to be involved, or you will lose your freedom, and you deserve to. David, pick up the story.
Well, yes, and so when they declared independence, it was 13 separate individual states that had all the rights and privileges of nations of.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Clothed, and yet they have challenged this mighty nation, the British Empire, because they wanted to be free of the tyranny being imposed upon them from London. And of course, they recognized, the men who actually founded America realized the importance of God and how God's will was integral to this desire for freedom. That is why, of course, the Supreme Court, under the control of the Masons from 1941 to 1971, remember, the nations worship a different God. They worship the great architect of the universe, not the God of the Bible. In fact, those people who really understand the Masonry realize, of course, that they worship an entirely different God. The average Mason, of course, is never told this. They think it's a Christian organization. And of course, if you go into a Muslim country, they have the Quran on the altar. Or you go into an Indian country, they have the writings of the Indian deities there. And a Japanese lodge is where they have the Buddhist religion and the Shinto religion. Basically, you have to understand that. Well, the Masons worship the God, the other God, and there is another God, and that's what this battle is really all about. But they cannot let the American people understand that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and that's why they want to take God out of America. There's a conspiracy against God. Our founding fathers were dedicated Christians. They looked to God to preserve us. Unfortunately, we've turned our back on God. We've allowed it to happen. And the church in America has been compromised. The Catholic Church, the Protestant Church, the leaders of the Jewish religion, they've all been infiltrated by the people who want this one world government. Go right ahead, David.
Well, the thing that should encourage us is that God did come through on their behalf, and they were up against the mightiest force in our struggle for liberty today. Likewise, we're up against the richest and most powerful cabal of evil, wicked, Satan-worshipping creatures, just like you're describing, Rothschilds and so on. These people have enormous wealth. They have trillions of dollars at their disposal, and they have armies that they control, and they have countries that they control. They have all of this power arrayed against us, and we appear to have nothing. But we have God on our side, and with God on our side, as our founders knew, that is a majority. You don't need the powers that otherwise you would need. And so when they declared themselves with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, they recognized as they signed that document, they were basically signing a death sentence if they didn't win the war. In fact, many of them did sign a death sentence. They were killed. They were hunted by the king and his wicked redcoats, hunted down and driven. From their homes, ultimately, many of them died. Many of them lost their fortunes, and many of them lost their lives, but none of them lost their sacred honor as they pledged that to each other. And we need to understand the Declaration of Independence is so important, which, oddly enough, is the reason why these wicked people cannot allow it to be taught in our public education system. I know that there's school systems that refuse to allow kids to read the Declaration of Independence. Astonishing. They'll celebrate July 4th and talk all about what a wonderful thing, but they will not allow them to read the document, because if they read it, they will discover that God is everywhere in this document. From beginning to end, it's talking about God, it's talking about His law, it's talking about the philosophy of government that is the American view of law and government. And that's why the Declaration of Independence stands as the true preamble to our Constitution. You cannot understand our Constitution without the Declaration of Independence as its prologue or its preamble. I had a debate once with a history professor at a public institution here in Maryland of higher education, college, and he was denying that there was any connection between the Declaration and the Constitution, claiming, oh, there was this huge revolution in thinking. The people weren't even the same. And that's a lie. There's four people who signed both documents. And the philosophy of the people who ratified the Constitution and drafted the Constitution was the same exact philosophy as that expressed in the Declaration of Independence. The only difference is the Constitution deals with the procedural aspect of it. Procedural document of how this government's going to function. The question of why have this government at all, that question was answered in the details of the Declaration of Independence.
How many people were there that signed both documents?
There was four that signed both.
Okay, fine.
And those four had not changed. Their views were exactly the same as they were in 1776.
Well, you see, they do not want the American people to know the truth. We'll be back in just a moment.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Why why it was founded, why it was written as it was, and of course the importance of the Declaration of Independence, which for all intents and purposes is the preamble to our Constitution, explains why we were going to break away from Great Britain and establish this new form of government. And of course they tell you why it doesn't even mention God in our Constitution. Well, basically it says that this was signed on this day of our Lord in 1787. Well, that was just a formality. But no, it wasn't a formality. Certainly, look at the French Constitution that came out after the Revolution. Why, they even gave up certainly numbering the dates of the calendar from the birth of our Savior. They started at some time in the, I've forgotten, 1800s or something, or 17 or 1600s, when they actually started numbering. They came up with a new calendar because they totally repudiated God. The difference between the American Revolution and the French Revolution is our people maintained their relationship to God and France didn't. America then was a free nation for 150 years. France immediately went back into a dictatorship under Napoleon Bonaparte. And, of course, France has never been able to have a freedom since that time. They've had revolution after revolution after revolution. But now, of course, they have a hierarchy that works, you know, controls things behind the scenes. But we have done the same thing, a small hierarchy of wicked people who want a world government, have gained control of both of our political parties, of our military, of our banking system, of our corporations, certainly the leadership of both political parties, our educational system, our great tax-exempt foundations, and the media, and they largely control what the American people think, which is why what David Whitney and Michael Perutka and the people at the Institute of the Constitution, why that information is so important. David, I want you to tell our listeners how they can contact the Institute of the Constitution, how they can get your material, and how, of course, they can begin to utilize this in their own communities, and then tell us what's really going on across America, because it's my understanding, and we've been working with you for at least 9 years now, it's my understanding that there's been a tremendous increase in awareness, a tremendous increase in the Constitution in the last year or so, as more and more people realize, of course, what's going on, looking for answers, and they're finding an understanding of our Constitution, our way of life, in the teachings that come from the Institute on the Constitution. Go right ahead, David.
Yes, yes, Dr. Stan. It's very encouraging. I think as things grow darker and people see tyranny at their doorstep, they are searching for answers. We're finding a huge response all over the country where people are saying, I know something's wrong, and I figure it's something to do with our Constitution. I need to learn this material. And what we've been lied to and been told, well, you have to be a law professor to understand the Constitution, you know. You have to have gone to law school and spent all this money or else you can't understand what those people wrote back there in 1787. Well, that's a whole bunch of hogwash. That is a flat-out lie. That document was written for every citizen to read, to understand, and to make the decisions, the weighty decisions they must make when they elect someone to office. Not just the federal office of president or something like that, or Congress or Senate, but indeed your own governor, because the governor and the legislators of your state, they take an oath to uphold the United States Constitution. If they don't know the Constitution, they aren't going to be able to enforce the Constitution as they are supposed to prevent the federal government from violating the law. So everyone you vote for should have a thorough knowledge of the Constitution, but if you don't know the Constitution, they are going to get away with lying to you. I had a friend of mine who was at a town hall meeting with someone running for office here for Congress in this congressional district, and he asked him a simple question. Sir, can you tell me what the 10th Amendment says? And the guy kind of hemmed and hawed and finally said, well, give me your email and I'll get back to you. What, the fellow didn't know the basic job description of the job he was running for? Why, if he had been going to any corporation, he would have been thrown out the door without a second glance. You're disqualified. You can't possibly tell us what the 10th Amendment says. You, even if you just paraphrase what the 10th Amendment says, even if you can't quote it, if you can't paraphrase the 10th Amendment, you're not qualified to be a congressman, a senator, a president, anybody in any federal office or any state office. Get out the door. You're disqualified from the get-go. We won't even consider hiring you. And yet Americans on a on a yearly basis, hire all kinds of people at the voting booth that have no idea about what their job truly is. And the reason that they get away with that is the Americans don't know what these founding documents say, and the Americans, therefore, don't have a standard by which to measure. And so, yeah, well, I'm going to measure Barack Obama against John McCain. Well, unconstitutional one or unconstitutional two, which do you want? And the American people are kind of befuddled by it because they don't have a standard in their mind that says, I know what the Constitution says, and I know the promises of this candidate are, he's admitting to us he's going to violate the Constitution as soon as he takes office. And the other candidate, well, he's doing the same thing. Neither of these candidates are any good. I got to find somebody who will promise to uphold the Constitution, and we can only do that and make that sort of evaluation when we know what the founding documents themselves say. So we understand that many people would be intimidated by the idea of teaching the Constitution themselves, so we've put together what we call a host kit. Michael Peruca is the lecturer, and I do a couple of the lectures as well, that present the founder's view of law and government, the American view of law and government, which is actually a biblical view. And then we walk through giving a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the subsequent amendments, and then talk about what has changed in America from the founding era to our day. What has happened to our country? And then a final lecture that helps give you a handle on what is needed to take place for us to restore our constitutional republic. And the most important thing is that you teach this course, or you conduct this course, I should say, because the video lectures are all there, and there's a student manual with a thorough outline of the entire course with test questions and supplemental reading materials, all that the student needs, and then a host manual for you as the teacher with the answers to all the test questions, instructions about conducting each of the 12 sessions, everything you need in a turnkey fashion to conduct this course. Because the most important thing you can do is help raise up the army of patriots who are essential to restore the republic. And we don't need to have any bloodshed whatsoever. There doesn't need to be any going to war. We just need an army of people who understand the founder's view of law and government, understand the meaning of the words in the original documents as they were crafted by our founders, and who take action by voting for people who will restore the republic. And I've told people, if you can't find somebody to vote for because all of them, candidate A, B, C, D, all of the above are no good, well, then you ought to consider running for office. I did that back in 2006 as a result of taking and studying this. I have no background in politics. I'm a pastor, and there's nothing that would be a career track for me to go into politics. But I ran for office because I knew that there was no good selections on the ballot. And I didn't win, but I got a lot of people aware that the Constitution was being violated and that they needed to study it. So we need people all over America. I was talking with a gal this week, and she's got a network of classes in the western part of Ohio, well, mid-central Ohio and west, is 250 students taking our course in that section of Ohio alone, and that's the kind of encouraging thing we're seeing. I've conducted classes down in North Carolina just for those people who are running for office, because they need to know the Constitution. I was pleased to see all but one person in that class we conducted down there won their seat of office, someone county levels, someone, state legislative levels. But we are seeing changes take place that you won't hear about in the news as we are reaching more and more people, which means we're changing the voting public, and that means we're going to be ultimately changing who gets elected to office in all 50 states. Our course is being conducted in all 50 states, and we encourage your listeners, be part of this movement, be part of this restoration of the republic. Get a host kit. You could do it two ways. You could call us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution, and that toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number, again, for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or you can go to our website. We have a new title for our website, The American View, all one word, The American View, just the word theamericanview.com, will take you directly to our website. Right at the top of the page is the button for the store. Click the store, put in the word host, and the host kits will come up. and get a host kit, start a class in your area, even though we're in the middle of the fall and may have to take a break around Christmas with your group. Now's the perfect time to get going, because people are waking up all over the country to how terrible the administration, both on the federal level and the state level, has become, and we're being stripped of our freedoms. Now's the time to act. If you're ever going to see liberty for yourself and your children and the next generation, you got to act now. And the first and most important thing you can do is help raise up the army of citizens. We've designed this so anybody can do this. Housewives, no background in law, no background in history, just get a host kit, start a group in their community, and see great success. So anyone can do this. And we at Institute on the Constitution are committed to those who are hosting classes. You know, one of the biggest fears people have is, I have a friend who's conducting a class that has a lawyer in the class. The lawyer told right at the beginning, I'm going to be watching you, and I'm going to question everything you say. This lawyer was right up front with her. She's just a housewife. She's kind of intimidated, but she knows we are a backup for her. Questions come that she can't answer, she gives us a call, sends us an email. We get an answer back to her within a week, so that when the next class comes, she says, that was an excellent question that was raised last week, and I promised you I was going to give you an answer. Here's the answer to the question that you raised. And the amazing thing about this lawyer, Dr. Stan, is the lawyer has admitted that he has learned things that he was never taught in law school. And his eyes are being opened as he begins to realize, wait a minute, I was lied to. And says, you want to have maybe some compassion on some lawyers, at least, that they were lied to in law school. They were taught unlaw. They were taught the false view of American law and government. And they have to relearn, as well as the rest of us, what the true law is. But don't be discouraged. There's a movement taking place across this country at the grassroots level that is going to bring about the change that we need to restore our constitutional republic.
And the fact that you're not hearing about this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over the media and over what the American people think. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, they control both political parties. It doesn't matter what the people want. They simply control the congressmen. And what we have to let the congressmen know is, if you violate your oath of office, if you simply allow yourself to be manipulated by these people great wealth, why, we will make sure you are not elected. We'll do everything we can to, of course, get you indicted for treason, because when you take gifts from people and then you vote the way they want you to, that, of course, is selling your vote. That's a criminal act. And certainly they've gone after a few people for doing that, usually rather innocuous people. If you don't think, of course, that Barack Obama goes right along with the people who put him in office, and who put Barack Obama in office? Well, the people of great wealth. The Goldman Sachs was one of his largest contributors, Goldman Sachs Bank, and he surrounded himself with people from Goldman Sachs. Certainly when Rahm Emanuel, his chief of staff, left the White House, when Barack Obama needed a new chief of staff, where did he go? He went to J.P. Morgan Chase and William Daley. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the banking interest, the people of great wealth, direct the president, but they direct the leaders of both political parties. And if you believe that there's a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and Democrats, which one of the Republican candidates is talking about massive cutting of federal spending? Well, Perry's come out with a pretty good sounding tax plan, but he's not going to carry it out. Remember when Ronald Reagan ran for president? He was going to cut federal spending. He was going to give us a balanced budget. He gave us the largest deficits, government deficits, we've ever seen. So it took almost 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in deficit. And they did that under Jimmy Carter. And suddenly Jimmy Carter had a deficit of $200 billion in the 4 years he was in office. Ronald Reagan, and of course everybody knows what a great conservative he is. We all love Ronald, and I love him too. I love his image because he said exactly what I think. But every year he was in office, he gave us a $200 billion deficit. He was the biggest spender we've ever had. Of course, till George W. Bush came in. And then, of course, Barack Obama is even worse. But it's all illusion and delusion. Ronald Reagan and his wife were deeply involved in astrology. And if you don't believe that, you need the book, What Did Joan Say, written by Joan Quigley, who was the astrologer who controlled the Reagan administration. Well, how could that be? Well, look it up. Get hold of her book. You can get it on Amazon and read it and weep. Understand, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. And incidentally, when Reagan went into the White House, he made a deal with the Democrats that they would allow him to have his tax cut, but he had to deliver every Republican vote. And every Republican in the Congress agreed to vote for things that the Democrats wanted, everyone but one. His name was Ron Paul. And so Ron Paul was called to the Oval Office, and President Reagan said, "Ron, don't you agree with what I'm trying to do?" And Ron Paul said, "I agree with everything you stand for, Mr. President, but what you're doing here is not what you stand for. I will not vote for it." And every Republican but one voted, of course, to back Reagan's tax bill, which, of course, was going to be a disaster for the American people, but one. His name was Ron Paul. Go right ahead.
Amen. And that's why I honor Congressman Paul, because he is trying to stay the course with, this is what the Constitution says. We cannot do anything but what it permits us to do. And when we go back to the Articles of Confederation, we understand it was a very limited document. In fact, we had to create a Constitution because it was too limiting. But the things that it said that were not changed when our Constitution was ratified is that the states retained their sovereignty. They were not surrendering sovereignty by joining this confederation of states. This was the purpose of this confederation was a league of friendship among these countries for common defense. That is, if one of us is attacked, the rest of us will come to their aid and defense in time of war. A league of friendship for security and liberty, mutual welfare, and trade, a free trade zone among these 13 nations that were founded together under the Articles of Confederation.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney, and we'll be back in just a moment. David, you've got 3 minutes, and did we get your telephone number off?
Well, let me repeat that number again for Institute on the Constitution. Our toll-free number is 1-866.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. TheStoryOfJesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
TheAmericanView.com.
And let me recommend, ladies and gentlemen, to get one of these kits and learn the Constitution yourself and to start teaching it and explain to people, of course, that we have traitors, subversive element that have taken control of both political parties, and that's the reason we're in the trouble we are today. And that is, of course, the reason that they're looking to foment a war with the Muslim world. Because they created World War I unnecessarily to create the League of Nations, World War II to create the United Nations, and ultimately the next war will bring about this one world government prophesied for thousands of years. It will occur unless, of course, the American people care enough about freedom to be involved. David, God bless you.
God bless
look forward
you.
To
Thank
talking
you for your work,
real
Dr.
soon. Thank you. Okay, fine. That was certainly Pastor David Whitney. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. Now, Michael Perutka has helped us, for 9 years, and we've worked with him. We believe in what they're doing with all of our heart. We hope you will as well. And we hope, of course, you'll give serious consideration to becoming involved with this movement to rekindle a belief in our form of government. Because if there are not enough Americans who care, then freedom as we know it will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. If you'd like to know more about our ministry, go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 24 hours a day on the Internet, iPod, MP3. You can certainly listen to us on the satellite. We have inexpensive satellites that you can get. You can certainly get us on shortwave, regular radio. But the Internet is, for many people, is the easiest way to get it. Then, of course, we hope you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which explains to you the spiritual element of what's going on. We hope you'll get my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret. And then, of course, we do hope that you get the syllabus as you go with that. And then you have my permission to copy anything I have made. As long as you're not selling them, copy them and get them distributed. And get them distributed far and wide. We need to educate the American people. Remember this new movement, this so-called leaderless organization, Occupy Wall Street, is carefully created by the enemies of freedom. They always want a controlled opposition. We must, of course, if we can, utilize this to get the word out. There are a lot of people out there involved who really don't understand what's going on. We must educate them. So we'll listen to our programs, get the facts down. Learn what to say to these demonstrators. Get yourself a megaphone or something, and don't be afraid to speak out. Certainly Alex Jones does this all the time, and every one of us, I have my own megaphone, and certainly we will use this unfortunately, we do talk radio 5 hours a day, so we haven't had a chance to go to these meetings, but if I did, I would certainly be there. Try to get people to understand that they have simply created a controlled opposition. People need to be not picketing Wall Street. They need to be picketing the Federal Reserve System. They need to understand that it is the banking interest. The six major banks, of course, that control the government, they control 70% of the financial assets of this country. Six major banks control 70% of the financial assets of this country. And, of course, they are working not to preserve America. In fact, they simply not make the loans because they want to bring our economy down. When you understand that, it all makes sense. They're sitting on some $3 trillion today. Why don't they invest it? Because they want to bring down our system. And if you're not involved, why, then you will have nobody to blame but yourself if we lose America. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. We'll be back in a moment. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Fletcher, who certainly is a fascinating individual. Bob actually had a toy company that was doing quite well financially until sometime, and I believe it was probably the early 1980s, a gentleman approached him, wanted to buy half the company and help him to expand the toy manufacturing business. And Bob, without, of course, knowing too much about this gentleman, foolishly agreed to let him become his partner and put up a lot of money. And then it turned out that this man really wasn't interested in toy manufacturing at all. He was a covert CIA agent involved in what came to be known as Iran-Contra, and they were going to be using, of course, the toy company to be shipping weapons throughout the world and used to be arming the Iranians in the Iraq-Iranian War. We were already arming the Iraqis. Now we were going to arm the Iranians. And it's the same thing, if certainly today, why we arm both sides in most of the wars. It doesn't really matter what the war is. We arm both sides, and that way you can have a long, continued, bloody war. They had almost a 10-year, certainly war between Iraq and Iran. Millions of, at least a million people died. And certainly then, of course, that was a prelude to America becoming involved over there. And now another couple of million people have died, and an awful lot of American boys either crippled or their lives have been destroyed or they've died over there, and all totally unnecessary. But this is the way the game is played, and Bob was certainly drawn into this network of deceit and treachery, and he even ended up testifying before Congress. But without further ado, Bob Fletcher, thanks very much for being with us again this evening.
Hi, Stan. It's my pleasure. Yes, you know, with your passing on the information about my strange situation of how I got involved with genuinely having an inside look at the unbelievable corruption in America, which would, if somebody had told me my story and was telling it to me, I would become very, very offended because it was very, very hard to believe. And back in the 60s, I had joined the United States Coast Guard, had joined the service. We were in the Vietnam War, and I was an average American. I wasn't super gun-ho, I wouldn't say that, but I was an average American, but I was ready to protect America and protect American rights and what have you. And if somebody had told me a story about the corruption in our government and the things that were being done covertly against the Americans themselves without them knowing it, and all of the thievery and drug smuggling and murder and starting and cultivating wars and all of those things, I would have been very, very offended for somebody to approach me like that when I was a young man. And then all of a sudden, like you said, back in about 1986, 85, that period of time, I had a toy company, merged it with a, what was it, actually a watch. It was presented anyhow. It was a pretty good size watch and a novelty importer. And of course, turned out that that watch company itself was also strictly a front, a covert artificial front for international arms sales. And then,
but it was a CIA international arms sales.
Right.
Hold that thought. Right. We'll be back in just a moment. Bob, you go right ahead.
Sure, it was not a private enterprise. You can't do that stuff very successfully as a private enterprise. And what was frightening as I got into being aware of really what was going on is the idea that these guys that do these, the what we call supplying the weapons, they're just considered to be suppliers of weapons. And the CIA and the National Security Agencies and other, the Department of Defense, their covert operations. And when they need to get weapons into a new third world nation someplace where they want to start a war, start problems, or cultivate that type of activity, they simply call upon this select handful of people to supply the weapons. And they give them this carte blanche. That old thing that they used to use in the James Bond movies, the license to kill kind of an idea, that concept. And they give these guys the license to kill. They give them the license to genuinely go out, and they are simply asked, for example, there's whatever it may be, a place, let's say Angola in West Africa, and they're planning to go in and cause trouble to overthrow the Marxist regime at that time, and they would contact them, and they would just say, listen, we need somebody to start bringing in the weapons. Here's the names of the revolutionaries in certain countries that are working with us. You go ahead and just do what we need. And they've been doing it for years. They don't need too much information. They go in, they send people in, make contact with the revolutionary movement in whatever country it is that they want to affect. These guys that are handling the weapons go in, and they're literally given permission, or the let me put it this way, all law enforcement, as it would relate to shipping of weapons and relate to drugs and narcotics, shipment of narcotics into the country, what happens is they're simply given a blind eye. The government, DEA and FBI and all the rest of the agencies that might normally interrupt these operations, when they find out that the guy, whoever organization that we may be talking about, doing the weapons, when they find out about any of this, and then they see the name, or the guy simply says, contact this fella, they give him a card, a business card with a phone number, and it rings into the White House. It brings you into one of the offices right in the White House.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here with Bob Fletcher. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Bob is talking about how the world really works. And, of course, there's all sorts of gun running and gun smuggling. We've seen this recently with the Fast and Furious situation where, of course, the BATF is arming the drug cartel in Mexico. Why would you do that? Well, very simply because the CIA is the largest purveyor of drugs anywhere in the world. How could that possibly be? We have a war on drugs. We're trying to stop drugs. We're putting people in prison for dealing with drugs. You're right. One in every 33 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole, many of them for smuggling and dealing with drugs that were actually brought into this country to the auspices of the CIA. How else would you be able to get so many people in prison? But you don't have to believe what I'm saying. Fortunately, we have the Internet now, and you can go up on the Internet and just type in CIA drugs or CIA supporting drugs. You'll find thousands of articles on this. And certainly I've talked to many people who've been involved with government or other agencies who have confirmed this, and writers have done this. Of course, sometimes it's very dangerous to do that, as Gary Webb, who was a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who worked for the San Jose Mercury, who wrote a series of articles about the CIA and drugs, and he ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. Go right ahead there, Bob.
Right, and what in my case, what it ended up doing, it was at a really very important time in the beginning of exposing of all these multitudes of government corrupted operations, and I ended up being dropped right into the middle of the Iran-Contra inquiries that you were talking about, the Congress and the Senate looking into what was going on, and what people have to realize, and again, I didn't realize until I was in the middle of it, but these inquiries that are done typically by congressional committees or senatorial intelligence committees and things of that sort, they do nothing. It's completely a sham. I do not know of a single congressional or Senate inquiry that's taking place in the 30 years that I've been doing what I've been doing now, since the 80s, and I cannot find one at all that I would say was a legitimate, genuine investigation actually trying to stop or interrupt or cause any serious prosecution of drug smuggling being connected to our own intelligence people, the weapons being illegally transported all over the world to the huge amount, we're talking multi-million dollar shipments in single airplanes of both narcotics coming in to the United States and, of course, illegal weapons going either from United States out or using second and third party transfers, moving the weapons from one place to another. And having them end up in God only knows whose hands. Very, very often it ends up being in the enemy's hands. But the other big problem that I was pointing out a minute or so ago is that these guys are given such complete freedom. So they'll do things like in my case, and there's many, many other people like myself who are just average citizens starting out and had different businesses, and that they are taken over one way or another by these covert operatives and used as front operations for these giant illegal or semi-illegal corrupted arms and drug operations. What I was so surprised about when I got into it trying to expose it at the very beginning, that I had people at extremely high levels of the ATF, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, those people, the enforcement of firearm activities, and the FBI themselves, even out of Washington, D.C., at the very highest level. And they would get back to me, and I would say, you know, what's going on? You know, I gave you all this information, et cetera. Now, you know, I know your guy was going to get back to me. He called me and he asked me six stupid questions, and that's, what is that, supposed to be an investigation? What's happening? Because I could see that they were not stopping anything. And they kept trying to say to me, they would say things to me like, well, now maybe this fella is actually doing things for flag purposes. And that was like a strange terminology. You know, and I said, what do you mean, flag? What are you talking about? I said, it's criminal. This guy's moving. He's killing a merchant of death. He's shipping millions of dollars worth of weapons to these places, and they're blowing people up all over. What are you talking about? You know, and he says, well, it might just be flag reasoning for what he's doing. So what he was trying to tell me was that even though he was maybe doing illegal acts, maybe he was bringing in drugs, maybe they were selling weapons to these groups and organizations and mercenaries and what have you, and maybe babies were being blown up with it, but if he's doing it under the permission of the President of the United States and or his assignees, if you will, his cabinet members, then it's okay, because we have to automatically assume that he's doing it for the United States of America. You know? And the problem is these guys, actually they're doing it for their bank account, and they're turning multi-millions of dollars, ruining people's lives, threatening people, killing people. People start, like myself, telling about it and getting out, getting blown away. They're being murdered and killed, the newspaper reporters and a few other people that have been murdered because they snooped into it, or Congressman Sonny Bono, who was, in fact, chasing after these people in a legitimate manner and was going to do serious investigating, and they murdered him on the ski slope. So it's bewildering, and they get away with it. For many years, it was the same people. And what they do, of course, as they get older, they just replace with studies. So people that are coming up underneath them, let's say assistants or trainees that work with them. And in this one fellow's situation, this fellow Gary Best, who was the fellow that had taken advantage of myself and so many people, as he got older, he actually trained and had his daughter move in and take over his operation. And here I had known this little girl as a 14, 16-year-old. We had shared 4th of July celebrations in the early 80s together in a family environment with a couple of his children and himself and his wife, who knew all about what he was doing. I didn't until it took me some time. But I had my family out with them on 4th of July. I remember we went to, it was near Atlanta, Georgia. We went to the Stone Mountain fireworks display and all that business for the 4th of July as a big family group situation. And now she's grown up, and several years later she's taken over the operation of smuggling weapons on the behalf of whomever. And so, as her father became older and possibly has now been killed, which I'm not sure, but that was a rumor, she now is heading a couple of the corporations and never missed a lick. She's doing exactly as her father was doing for so many years. And again, they're just given this ticket to the license or permit to kill. And that's a reality, and they can do it. And when they get caught, they make a phone call in and goes right into the White House or someplace, and that's the end of anything that may be coming in terms of prosecution. This one fellow, this Gary Best, at the time that I started turning him in and turning in the operations back in like 87, approximately in that period of time, and this was when the Iran investigations were on, the Iran-Contra business, back in 87. When I started turning him in, it it literally just had no effect whatsoever. And he had something like, at one point in time, I know he had like 15 warrants and 15 variety of legal actions against him. And this guy even took advantage of his own lawyers, which is really amazing. He would hire lawyers to get him out of illegal operations that he got caught on. He would drag them in. They would do work for him. He'd run up a $100,000 tab with his lawyer, and then he would just skip out on that lawyer, file a bankruptcy under whatever company he was operating under on the left hand, open another company on the right hand, and even his own attorneys were caught and had money owed that they never were even able to collect. So it's just amazing. And again, if you have people at the highest level of the White House covering for you, they don't have to worry about getting in trouble.
Well, this story really is so incredible, but actually I've even seen film footage of when Bob actually testified. Was that before the Iran-Contra hearings?
No, that particular footage was later on, related to other activities, the one that you're referring to. But what had happened to me, and I became just so active in it, that it also it exposed me to a whole variety of other criminal activities, and of course congressmen and senators, the few that were trying to do something, were drawn to my situation, drawn to my case, and I ended up doing direct work with the Manuel Noriega prosecution. I of course became a congressional the candidate for the seat in Florida, Orlando, Florida.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Bob.
And I would have.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Well, that was an effort by Ronald Reagan and George Bush to prevent the American hostages who were being held by the Iranians, to prevent them from being released until after why George Bush and Ronald Reagan were in the White House in 1981. In fact, it was on the very morning of the inauguration when, of course, they were released. They were not released until just within a few hours of when Ronald Reagan was actually inaugurated the president. And this was all planned. They intentionally conspired. And how what part Reagan played and what part Bush played, we know that George Bush went over and actually negotiated this deal with the Iranians to actually hold the American hostages until the election was over and until Reagan was in the White House so they could defeat Jimmy Carter in 1980. The October surprise, it's still, you can find out about it on the internet. I have no question it actually occurred. Do you know who it was? I've heard it said that a man named Gunther Rosbacher actually flew George Bush to Paris. Do you think that's true?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the bulk, and I got, of course, to know Gunther Rosbacher as well in the middle of all of this. And this was, by the way, I have to point this out. This is just one singular little outrageous event that Bob Fletcher, myself, ended up being directly involved with, which is so absolutely amazing. I just kind of went from one to another. And what was happening was, back during through the 80s and the 90s, that I kept pursuing these inquiries. I was making a little bit of headway every time I would do something, and lo and behold, somebody else would come out of the woodwork and say, hey, Bob, listen, can you help me out with this? Can you help me out with that? And or can you, maybe you can do a little better than I could, because I had, by that time, I knew congressmen and senators and some that were good and some of the ones that were bad, and I knew which ones to step away from. And Barbara had come to me sometime in the 80s where she had already done a couple of years of trying to do what she could do. And she had ended up on throwing her hands up. And she ended up giving me, I can remember, I sat down with her. We had a dinner or whatever it was someplace. I think it was in Orlando, as a matter of fact. And we were both speaking together at a particular engagement. And she said, I'm going to give you copies of everything that I have. And this was several years of, again, she was actually working almost like at a secretarial capacity with the Reagan and Bush campaign in the 80s against Jimmy Carter. That's how she found out about all of this. So she was an insider and not some just a random reporter looking from the outside. And she said, Bob, if you can do anything, here, take this. And she supplied me with all of her paperwork, and I added it to some other material that I had and had been given from some other people, and some of the information that I had from talking with Rosbacher and a few other people that had been involved with this thing. And in 80, I'm thinking it was 1989, the Congress finally reopened that inquiry. And I supplied 75 different documents to the chief counsel for the House Foreign Affairs Committee at that time. And he was working with Mr. Congressman Dante Fisel from Miami, and they were pursuing the inquiry. And I gave them these documents, which they couldn't believe. I mean, it was a complete string of what they would call, you know, evidence, the chain of evidence, showing who refueled airplanes, when they did it. I actually had the billings, the credit cards on filling up one of the aircrafts that was involved with the secret weapons, the secret meetings in reference to weapons, and all of the no question when you looked at that, it was another one of these deals. If you really looked at everything that was there, like with the Kennedy assassination, there's no way, if you look at everything, that you can say one guy did it. And in this case, there was no way you could say that this this event had not taken place with Ronald Reagan and Vice President George Bush screwing up the legitimate election at that time.
Well, I think it's fascinating that you knew Gunther. I had an opportunity of spending some time with him and investigating very thoroughly and finally came to the conclusion he was absolutely telling the truth. And the implications, well, there's so many strange things go on all the time. Most Americans have never heard of.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Bob, you go right ahead.
Well, the upshot was on just on this one particular case that I was involved with. The big deal at that time was to try to, here we go again, trying to get a legitimate congressional inquiry on this October surprise. And when the committee was about to get launched with the inquiries, and I had supplied all of these documents, that was enough unto itself to probably prove the entire inquiry, I was told, sitting in the offices of John P. Fitzell at that time, and is the lawyer there for the House Foreign Affairs Committee and all, and he said, first off, he was amazed. He couldn't believe at the documentation I had. And then secondarily, he said, well, you know that we're probably going to be, I'm going to use his term, he says, we're probably screwed with this thing. It's already, the fix has already been put in on this inquiry. And I said, well, why? What do you say? And he said that Lee Hamilton had been brought back in to kind of oversee the entire inquiry. And he said, as you know, with Lee Hamilton doing it, we're not going to get a legitimate investigation. And
is course, that the same Lee Hamilton who is the vice chair of the 9/11 Commission?
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead. He's an ex-member of the Trilateral Commission. Go ahead.
Right. And he also, of course, was Lee Hamilton, the same fellow that was involved profusely with the Iran-Contra stuff, shutting things down at every opportunity. And he's the guy, putting it in my own opinion, he's just one of the bad guys that's been able to work handily. He's pretty much out of it now, of course. A lot of these people, of course, have grown, have either passed away or are very old and pretty much out of the activity, so to speak, now. But so the bottom line was that the upshot was that the 89 inquiry on the October surprise ended up going no place at all.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Bob is just saying he had all of the evidence that you would possibly need convince the American people that the October surprise was really very real, that the Reagan-Bush team, and how much Reagan was involved, I have no idea, but certainly George Bush wanted to be vice president. I think he wanted to use that as a stepping stone to the presidency, and so basically they were going to be sure Ronald Reagan got elected, and of course then what they did was negotiate an agreement with the Iranians to hold the American prisoners there, and because the Iranians were willing to let them go very, very shortly after they took them. But we see we didn't want that. We wanted them there so that basically Jimmy Carter would not look good, and then Ronald Reagan, of course, would be responsible for their release, and that would kick off his presidency. And but basically, of course, when the congressional hearings were all set to go, Bob was called in by the gentleman who was going to coordinate this, and he said, you know, the fix is in, nothing's going to happen. And Bob wanted to know, I think he was rather young. This was, of course, been in the, certainly in the early 80s that this would have happened. And Sidney, they told Bob that a man named Lee Hamilton, an ex-congressman, former affiliate with the CIA, had been called in, and he was going to coordinate the fix so nothing would happen. Lee Hamilton, do you know who he is, ladies and gentlemen? He was the co-chairman of the 9/11 Commission, a member of the Trilateral Commission. This is, they don't have very many people, but they just play musical chairs with them. Well, before we go on, certainly I want Bob to tell you how you can get in touch with his ministry. He has some wonderful DVDs on the assassination of President Kennedy, certainly on weapons, on weather as a weapon, certainly on the assassination of Sonny Bono. We carry a number of these, but I want you to know how to get in touch with Bob. He's done some wonderful fundamental work on all of these issues, and his videos, really, there's no better videos out here available, and that you need to watch them. Bob, how can people get in touch with you? If they'd like to get them through you, they certainly can. How can they get in touch with you?
It's real easy. Just go on the computer there. Go on Google. If you Google Bob Fletcher Investigations.com, that's all you need to do. And that'll tie you right into our website. That's Bob Fletcher Investigations.com. I wish you could put Bob Fletcher, Sonny Bono murder. That also will put us on over there. Because of the DVD we have on his investigation of his murder, as well as one of the greatest ones that covers a lot of the some of the things that we're talking about this evening is the CIA and drugs. That's the title of the DVD report that I did. That I did pass on to Sonny directly, that I am afraid actually may have been the straw that broke the camel's back and actually got Sonny assassinated. And it's called, that particular DVD is called The CIA and Drugs. And it's a startling investigation that shows bank accounts and interviews with drug smugglers, people that name the people right sitting in the White House that have been involved with the drug operations, et cetera. This is a startling a DVD report if you've never seen it.
And I recommend it to you. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, the CIA has been involved in drugs for a long time. Now, this is not the whole of the CIA. The CIA is very compartmentalized. Most people in the CIA have no idea what other parts of the CIA are doing. Everything is compartmentalized. When you go into government, you sign a secrecy agreement. And if you ever, of course, reveal what's going on, why, they can send you to Leavenworth or worse. And what by worse mean, they'll kill you. And there's no question that they killed Sonny Bono. There's no question that they killed Congressman Hale Boggs. There's no question at all that so many people in key positions in government have been murdered. I mean, they kill people all the time. And, of course, but you're never going to hear about this. The last thing they want is for the American people to learn the truth. In fact, to show you how crass and indifferent they are, Robert McNamara, eventually, after pushing the whole idea that the Gulf of Tonkin incident really took place back in 1964, 1965, I think it was, eventually admitted that the Gulf of Tonkin incident didn't take place. It was a lie. And you can go up on the Internet, and you can certainly look it up, Robert McNamara, Gulf of Tonkin incident. 58,000 American soldiers died because of that lie that Robert McNamara made. And 2 million North Vietnamese, 1 million South Vietnamese died because of what Robert McNamara did and the lie he told. Robert McNamara was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, one of the elite that run our nation. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, the, in reference to that old October surprise event, see, ever since then, it's been a thing now of every October, just prior to an election, there would be some extraordinary event that would be carried out that would be used politically either by people running against the seated president or the president that is already seated and would utilize some type of an amazing event that would take place October just on the election years just prior to people going into the election booth in November. So that's where that terminology, the October surprise, and that was, of course, the ultimate October surprise was the one where we're talking about back in the 1980 election with Reagan and Bush, and of course his sidekick on that, William Casey, Bill Casey of the CIA. Casey had been, by the way, a CIA operative back before the CIA was even called the CIA. He went back that far, and then when he, with George Bush and Reagan, took the vice presidential seat, Bill Casey, of course, then was assigned into the CIA again, and of course ran it for a few years. And you mentioned something like a short while ago about questioning of Ronald Reagan's participation, to what extent he may have known about these things. And my personal opinion of being observing it from the inside is that I don't think Ronald Reagan knew much about the dirty details on any of that original October surprise effort to keep our hostages in prison to be able to win that election. Likewise, I'm not sure to what extent he knew all the details when Oliver North and George Bush were running the Iran-Contra business, which again was the drugs coming into America on military craft, and Oliver North, of course, the Marine right based in the White House, who was running most of that Iran-Contra mess. I don't think Ronald Reagan knew a heck of a lot about what was really going on. I never did. And then progressively, of course, we now find out that he was getting Alzheimer's and losing his mental capabilities a little later on in his presidency. And, of course, by that time, most of this was finished and completed, and they were just kind of pointing him towards the audience and feeding him literally information through his headset to help him out when he did press conferences and the like, because he was without that assistance, he really was reaching a point toward the later years where he couldn't really answer questions without being prompted. And there was a couple other names. You may have interviewed some people, but Heinrich Rupp. You remember Mr. Rupp and or?
No, I really don't know that
name. Okay. And Richard Brennicky. Both these folks had stepped forward back and in the, along with Barbara Honecker, and were attempting to back up what she said. They were the guys that were functioning as the pilots flying George Bush and other people secretly to Paris to put together this the Iran hostage deal. And these guys were the pilots, actually, working cooperatively with Rushbacher. So, anyhow, the upshot of the final inquiries of 1989 was finalized kind of pretty much with a nothing proven at all, and the 75 pages of documents for which I had supplied them, which were extraordinary unto themselves. Like I say, these were hotel records, credit card bills, credit card billings, the refueling. They were physical schedules, and it even included, as a matter of fact, the pages, a couple of pages out of I'm trying to think of the right term, the fellow named Donald Gregg, who was a big assistant to Reagan and Bush, but his actual pages out of his personal diary we had gotten our hands on. And all of these put together would absolutely sink the battleship in terms of evidence. And when they finalized the summary of the investigation in 89, those 75 pages that I had turned in were classified secret, and they are indicated in the report with a blank white page, and it simply says classified. So it's just a blank page that says classified. You turn to the next one, it says classified, document number 7 classified, etc. And that was how they covered the public part.
And that's how they cover everything. Oh, we can't let the American people know this is a matter of national security. What it means is we've got to cover up for the Brotherhood of Darkness, these evil and wicked people who are using the financial and military power of the United States to enslave the rest of the world. But it's all classified. Ladies and gentlemen, if we have a free society, why the American people should know, oh, well, my goodness, you know, why the communists might learn. The communism has never been a threat to America. It's been financed since its inception by people at the highest level of our government and with the corporate structure and the Brotherhood of Darkness. They have to use that because they have to conceal the information from the public. And the public goes along with it. After all, we're patriotic. We've got to back the government. Ladies and gentlemen, patriotism is not to back the government. Patriotism is to back the Constitution, the ideas of individual freedom under God. But then to God.
I'm not sure we have to all, it's just a new word for some people, the October surprise, those two words, but everybody can kind of pay attention as the elections move closer on down the road. And let's see, they're both two applications of this. One is, of course, the person that's already seated in the presidency. He may pull something that will make him look smart, aggressive, progressive, dynamic, helpful, and all those wonderful things that they want to look like they are. Either the president pulls it to convince the people to bring him back into the office, or the guys that are running against him, whoever that ends up being. And in this case, it might actually be Mr. Kane, the fellow that's running, planning to run, hopefully will running against him on the Republican side. It'll be interesting to see who pulls the first October surprise when the election comes around, and or which one is the better, what October surprise appears to be most convincing to the American people. We have no idea what that'll be.
Well, it's going to be very, very interesting between now and when the election is held next year. But basically, of course, they're going to try to have the president picked, I think, by, you know, at least the Republican candidate by April or May. They're going to have a lot of early primaries in Sydney. Basically, the last thing they want is somebody who represents America. Certainly, Mr. Perry, Governor Perry, has attended Bilderberger meetings. Mr. Kane is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Basically, of course, they want to give us an establishment candidate. The only two who are not establishment candidates are Michelle Bachmann and Congressman Paul. And certainly, it's going to be very interesting to see how this thing unfolds. Oh, Mr. Romney is not an establishment candidate, but they certainly would use his Mormon faith against him. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program. Our guest this evening, Bob Fletcher. Always a pleasure to have Bob with us. Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's fascinating program. It's been very interesting, and Chris, sometime I'll tell you my Gunther was.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
They have. We recommend them to you. You can get them from Bob. You can get them from us. We get them from him, and we distribute them. But he is doing an excellent job, and we appreciate so much the work he's done. Well, if you would like to get them to us, the telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Just ask for a list of the Bob Fletcher videos or go to bobfletcher.com, get his website, get the information. Now, basically, of course, if you want to really understand the spiritual forces at work, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. If you did not get to the conference, we will have, hopefully within a week or so, we'll have the CDs that you can actually listen to the talks, the four talks that were given. They were all excellent. The Rosalind Peterson, Betty Martini, Michael Shaw, and of course I gave a talk on the covert population control agenda, and that's come through fairly well. So we'll give you more information.